Forced Migration Review, Issue 54, February 2017.
Rejecting Resettlement, The Case of the Palestinians, by Anne Irfan. Palestinian rejection of resettlement was driven by political concerns. This case study shows the importance of engaging directly with refugees when devising durable solutions. Over their 7 decades as a large-scale refugee population, the Palestinians have been remarkably consistent in collectively opposing resettlement as a durable solution to their plight. Both the grassroots and later the Palestine Liberation Organization have repudiated any suggestion of third-country resettlement on the grounds that it would undermine the Palestinians' political and national rights as a people. Host-country integration was similarly spurned. The right of return. The Palestinian refugees' vehement opposition to resettlement is explained by their equally vehement attachment to repatriation. The right of return has been a central tenet of the Palestinian nationalist movement since 1948, when many Palestinian refugees left their homes believing that they would return shortly, as a result, often taking only a few belongings with them. While events on the ground put paid to these immediate plans, they did not destroy the hope of eventual return in the future. On the contrary, the collective Palestinian desire for repatriation remained strong, buoyed by the United Nations' formal endorsement of the right of return in Resolution 194. Calls for the realization of this right became central to Palestinian political discourse, and Resolution 194 remains a popular and effective rallying cry today. When Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said in 2012 that he was willing to forego his right to return to his hometown of Safad, his comments provoked outrage across the diaspora. Palestinian opposition to resettlement must be understood within this context. Resettlement as a durable solution is by implication mutually exclusive with return. Many Palestinian refugees have feared, sometimes with good reason, that resettlement schemes are politically motivated and designed to undermine their political cause by solving their problem once and for all. Resettlement was thus never seen as a purely humanitarian solution, but was always politically tainted. The PLO institutionalized this widespread hostility to the idea by formally opposing any international plans for either host state integration or third country resettlement. Failed resettlement. The refugees' resistance to resettlement was fueled by resettlement's perceived connection to the UN. Many Palestinian refugees were suspicious of the international community in general and of the UN in particular, which they perceived as biased towards Israel. The programs put forward by the UN with the unofficial aim of facilitating resettlement did nothing to allay such concerns. In the first decade of 1948, the UN focused on attempting to resettle the Palestinian refugees into either the Arab host states or third countries, usually also imagined as Arab countries. This was in keeping with the post-war international preference for resettlement over return. Moreover, this seemed the most feasible solution for the Palestinian refugees in view of Israel's refusal to countenance their return. It was thought that resettling the Palestinian refugees across the Arab world would be straightforward in view of their shared linguistic and cultural ties. On the world stage, both the United